What's up, everybody? Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And today, we're diving into a topic that feels like a superpower. Learning to say no. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in 100 different directions? Like someone hit the fast-forward button on your schedule, and you're barely keeping up. You know that feeling when you want to scream stop. I need a minute. But somehow you just keep saying yes. We all do it, right? But saying no, it's not about being rude or antisocial. It's about honoring your time, energy, and priorities. It's about taking control of your life, becoming the captain of your own shit, instead of letting everyone else decide where you sail. Think about it. Would you let a stranger borrow your car without asking questions? Probably not. So why do we often let people borrow our time and energy without even batting an eye? Saying no doesn't mean shutting down. It's about being clear, assertive, and kind, while setting healthy boundaries. It's about choosing what truly matters to you and saying yes to experiences that bring you joy, fulfillment, and growth. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a saying no superhero. 1. Understand your why. Before you can say no confidently, you need to know why you're saying it. What are your values? What are your goals? What drains your energy and what fills you up? Once you have a clear understanding of your priorities, it becomes easier to make decisions that align with them. 2. Practice saying no. Just like any skill, saying no takes practice. Start small. Decline an invitation for coffee if you're feeling overwhelmed. Turn down a task at work if it doesn't fall within your responsibilities. Each time you say no, you build confidence and empower yourself. 3. Be clear and concise. Don't beat around the bush. Be direct and honest about why you can't commit. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I won't be able to make it as often enough. You don't owe anyone a lengthy explanation. 4. Offer alternatives sometimes. If appropriate, suggest alternatives. Instead of saying I can't meet for lunch, maybe offer to chat on the phone or schedule a different time that works better for you. This shows you're still willing to be helpful while protecting your time. 5. It's okay to feel guilty initially. Let's be real, sometimes saying no feels awkward, even if it's the right decision. You might feel guilty or worry about disappointing someone. But remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's essential for your well-being and allows you to show up as your best self in all areas of your life. Ever have a friend who always asks you for favors? They need this, they need that, and suddenly your weekends are booked solid with their requests. You start feeling resentful, like you're always putting their needs before your own. You know what I'm talking about. That happened to me a few months back. A friend kept asking me to help out with projects for their new business. They were super passionate and needed my skills, which I wanted to offer, but I was already juggling a ton of things. Saying no felt impossible at first. But then I realized, if I didn't set boundaries, I would end up burned out and resentful. So, I had a conversation with my friend, explained my situation honestly, and offered some alternative ways I could support them, like brainstorming ideas or connecting them with someone else who might be able to help. The conversation wasn't easy, but it was necessary. My friend understood, and we found a solution that worked for both of us. Remember, saying no is not about closing doors, it's about opening up space for what truly matters in your life. It's about protecting your energy, honoring your commitments, and creating room for the things that bring you joy and fulfillment. So, my friends, go out there and practice your no superpower. Be assertive, be kind, and remember, saying no is a gift, both to yourself and to others. Next time we'll dive into managing stress like a pro, because even superheroes need to know how to relax. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and let me know your thoughts on this week's episode in the comments below. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.